Okay, welcome everyone back. Fellows that are new, welcome. You know, we have a visit show. We have Seder 9 till 12, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday 9 to 11:30. Visit show, try to be there on time every day. Break is from 12 to 1:15. And then Shir, Bizman, visit show. We always try to start Shir Bizman at 1:15. We end Bizman at 2:30 with Daven Mincha. I encourage everyone to daven mincha with us in shir, because especially when mincha is early, you don't, God forbid, want to forget or miss a minyan, okay? So I really recommend that very highly, you daven with us in shir. Tuesday, shir is at 11 early because you have Tanakh, so we have shir in the other building, room 518 in Gluck, from 11 to 12:15. And also those who stay around, we actually, it's going to be too early for mincha now, because mincha is 12:30.
It's going to be late.
On Tuesdays, it'll be too early, so I think so. But and then Sunday, shir's 11:30 to 1, okay? So Sunday's just as important as the other days. Please try to be there. I'm not a policeman, but I encourage you always to be there. So if you do, if you're here every day, you try the best you can, you get an 80 of an achina, you get an A. So I recommend you take it for credit. It's going to motivate you to come, okay? If you don't come, then I can't be makel, okay? And that's a rule that I have. If a guy doesn't come, there's nothing to be makel on, okay? So please try the best you can. I recommend you chazer either at night or in the morning, right when you get there. And I give you marmakayimah, so you can ask me kashas throughout Seder. But try to make sure everyone has chavrusa. If you don't have a chavrusa, please tell me. We try to get a chavrusa, that you could be there at Bizman. And you have questions, you can ask me. Like chazer, if you want a chazer in the morning, I give you tomorrow makomos, go through them slowly, and Bez Hashem will fulfill it. Okay, let me, if you guys want, the guys who are new, I'll give you my cell phone, if I can be of any help with anything, not just learning, anything I can be of help with that I can be with the help of Hashem. Here, Michael, you could sit here between Avram and Benny. Okay? So make up Chavrusa, I think Yosef I suggested with Bini, and Akiva I already suggested with Yehuda. So here, Michal, you get a chair here. Yeah, right there is good. Just get a chair there. And no, you can bring a chair on the, once you pass a chair there, you can sit, you can face me, yeah. Between Avram and pass him a chair. And then, so the Iker is, we always speak about, in the Iker in YU, is the Y. Is the yeshiva.
Why is the Iker?
And the Iker is to be learning Lamaisa. And if you do well in Shir, you'll do well in your secular studies. I never saw a guy who did well in Shir and didn't do well in his secular studies. Okay? Then there's some, if that's happening, there's something not going right. Because if you're disciplined and you're learning, it'll also carry over to the secular studies. Okay, so let's go. Let's begin. We want to see the sugya on Daf Kofeim at Aleph. That's where we're going to start. We'll see how many blot we'll do there, and then we'll go to Lulavah Gazim. Okay? Let's begin. The Mishnah says, Beferish, Kofeim at Aleph, Shluchim mitzvah p'turim min asukim. Shluchim mitzvah apotim min asukim. Cholin mishamshim p'turim min asukim. Ochlin nishosin eroi chutz l'sukim. Those people that are agents to a mitzvah are potter from sukkah. Those people that are sick, God forbid, and the attendants to sick people are potter from a sukkah. And those people that eat and drink are able to eat and drink a roi, only temporarily. They're not allowed to sit down and have a big meal outside the sukkah. So these are the three dinim mentioned in our Mishnah of Chafayim and Aleph. It's interesting, and that's what we'll get into today, that the famous rule that we have of osik v'mitzvah, potem na mitzvah, which is a universal din in Kol HaTorah Kula, that if you engage in mitzvah A, I'm Potter Mitzvah. This is the Makor and Shas, guys. This is the Makor and Shas of Osik B'mitzvah, Potter and Mitzvah. Okay? In all of Shas, there's 63 Masechtas in Shas. The Pnei Yeshua points out this is the Chiddush. Why did Rabbi Yudah Anasi, Rabbi HaKadosh, teach the Chiddush of Osik B'mitzvah, Potter and Mitzvah here by Shluchim Mitzvah? If I'm on the way to do a mitzvah, I'm Potter from a sukkah. Why did the Mishnah have to teach this din regarding what? Osik B'mitzvah, Potter regarding sukkah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, a very beautiful Chiddush, I want you to get it. Pnei Yeshua says, I want you to know something, he says, that the stakes are very high here. Why are the stakes high? The stakes are high is because you're doing Isser if you eat outside the sukkah. It's not just your osik in mitzvah A, your potter from mitzvah B, but it also is taking away from an isser. And that isser would be eating outside the sukkah. That's the notion, that's what Pnei Yehoshua points out very beautifully. So he says that was the added chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi had in mind. Please get it. He said that the chiddush is that not only your potter from mitzvah B, don't worry about, you won't have to clap al chay for an aveira and isser you did, because you're not doing an isser. The isser of eating outside the sukkah flows from the fact you have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. But if I'm part of the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, the isser falls away by the wayside as well. And that's the chiddush of the Pnei Yehoshua. I'm just going to read the one line that he says. Kosov liyashiv the lo domi mitzvah sukkah l'shar mitzvah sesei. Shein el v'sheva al tasei kishel botvem. Mashen kem sukkah ikanami sura b'kum vesei. Kishel ochel v'shosov yoshen chutz l'sukkah. Lachen tanim maslishin she'osik v'mitzvah. Potem in a mitzvah. Your potter filu mitzvah sukkah shu over on mitzvah sukkah bekum v'asei shalchav chutz l'sukkah. So I want you to know something, says the Pnei Yehoshua. The reason why the gigantic chiddush of osik mitzvah potter mitzvah is taught here is to teach me that not only am I what osik mitzvah A, I'm potter mitzvah B, but I'm also what released from any isser that I might do. Sweet, let's get that down. I didn't do any isser at all, and therefore, if I'm going to see my Rebbe, I am a potter from mitzvah and sukkah. But aren't you eating outside the sukkah? No. If I'm potter in the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, I'm also potter from eating the isser of eating outside the sukkah. So you might have said, oh, when it's talking about an isser, maybe I don't say the klal? No. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, we do say the klal. And that's the din of osik mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. Tremendous kiddush. And the truth is, he points out that the Mishnah is taught very beautifully. Because the Mishnah is lozu afsuktani. Not only a shluchim mitzvah potter, but even someone who's sick is potter, and even someone who's what? And that's the chiddush, and even someone who wants to eat, if he eats temporarily, it's okay. So he says the lush in the Mishnah is in a lush of lozu afsu, which we've already learned before is that you're building up to a bigger chiddush. There's different styles the way Tanaim eat the Mishnah. There are three cases. So the Mishnah is teaching a bigger chiddush, building up to the biggest chiddush. Biggest chiddush is number one is that you're potter sitting a sukkah. Number two is, even if you're not doing a mitzvah, you're potter sukkah if you're sick. Number three is, even if you're not sick, you can eat a little bit, as long as you're not eating a meal. So I want you to get those two nekudas of the Pnei Yehoshua. Number one, the chiddush of osik mitzvah, potter ben a mitzvah, here specifically by sukkah. And number two is, how the mishnah is being written, nechol, you got me? That it's written in a chiddush of a form of lo zu afsu, to build up a chiddush to get to this nekuda. Yes, Adam, go ahead.
So the ochlin v'shosin arai, directly connected to the previous two.
Well, there are three distinct dinim on their own. But he's just saying we're building up a chiddush to what degree you are potter from a sukkah. And the Gemara is building one chiddush after another. First one is a mitzvah potter you. Second one is if you're sick, even when you're not doing a mitzvah, potter you. And number three is, even if you're not sick, you can eat a little bit outside the sukkah as long as not kavua. That's what I mean to say. It's building up to a chiddush, of which cases you don't need a sukkah.
So that one's even if you're not sick. It's
yes. Even if you're not sick. Well said. That's what I mean to say. It's building up a chiddush. Yes, Adam, go ahead. Matthew, go ahead.
Is this the source, the Chon Mishraim Shem? Is that the source for Mitzdarim Potter Minasukkah?
Well, we'll see when we get up to that. Okay, it's a good question.
Would this be redundant?
Yeah, we'll see. It's a good, very excellent point. Okay, excellent Nakudim. The Rav is Bechadish, the Rav is an Amar, what's the Mishnah? Okay, let's wait till we get that. Sugi, very good. Okay, we got the Mishnah. Let's get it down. Okay. Make sure we get the chiddushim down. Chol, you got me? Those are the two chiddushim, the Pnei Yehoshua, I want you to know. Someone asks you, why is the klal osik mitzvah potter ben shas placed here? You know why the Mishnah had this chiddush, says the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay. Let's look at Rashi. Okay? Let's see Rashi inside. Shluchim mitzvah. Go ahead, Yonatan. Read the Rashi for me. Shluchim mitzvah. Guys, look inside. Go ahead.
Hold over there.
Yeah, read the Dibra Maska, please. Excellent. Rashi gives you three examples of a guy that's involved in a mitzvah's potter from a sukkah. Let's think about each example. Let's get it down. The first is a chiddush niflum. Lilmo Torah. If you're going to learn Torah, he says you're potter from a sukkah. This is a pella, guys. I gave you Namar Makomos, the Gemara Moid caught in Daf Tessimut Alf, running out of the Daf Tessimut base. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Beferish and Moid Cotton, the following, and let's give the following synopsis of the Gemara. I gave you the Gemara, everyone saw it inside. If you didn't see it, you'll see it tomorrow in Seder, please. The Gemara has two stiras from Sukkim and Mishle. The Gemara actually quotes four Sukkim and Mishle. One stira and another stira. And the upshot of the Gemara is as follows, okay? The Gemara in Moedkot writes like this. The Gemara says that sometimes you have to weigh which mitzvah is greater than another mitzvah. That's called Pelis Magal. Pelis Magal, sometimes you have to weigh, should I do a mitzvah gedola or should I do a mitzvah ktana? When is that? When there's another guy that can do the mitzvah ktana, then I should do the mitzvah gedola. Then the Gemara goes on to say, though, but there are times that wherever mitzvah comes to you first, whether the mitzvah is smaller than the other one, you have to do the one that's in front of you right now, the smaller one. And that's if that mitzvah cannot be done by another person. That's the first klal in the Gemara Moedkot and Daf Tes. Please get that. It's talking about general mitzvahs. Meaning to say, let's repeat it again. If I have to make a decision about which mitzvah to do, one is greater and one is smaller. Well, the bottom line is if someone else can do the smaller one, then I should do the bigger one. But if no one else can do the smaller one, and the smaller one comes to me first, I got to do that smaller one, then the bigger one. Donnie, you got me? That's the first klal. Then the Gemara goes on to say there's a second klal. And the Gemara says that's based on a different theory in the Pesukim Mishlei. And the Gemara says, what happens if I'm learning Torah? I'm learning Torah, and I see an elderly lady crossing the street with groceries. What's the din? So Gemara and Moedkot, let's get it down, Avram. I know you're tired, but let's get it down. The second klal Moedkot and Daf Tes Amos writes as follows. If I'm learning Torah, and there's an elderly lady that needs help with the groceries, and no one else is going to help her, I'm going to stop learning and go help her. Please get down. The Rambam adds on Hilchos Talmud Torah. I must come back to my Gemara. Rambam adds that in. It's not like I'm potter for the rest of the day. Okay? However, if there's another friend of mine I see that's going to help the elderly lady with the groceries, then I stay learning and let him do it. Those are the two rules you got to get from the Gemara in Moedkot. On Daf Tesamid, off the Tesamid base. And Tosfos I gave you over there on the top of the Yomim in Moedkot points out that there was a holy Tana, all the Tanaim are holy, called Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that his Torah was umnasim. He learned mamish every second. However, when it came to mitzvahs, lulav, sukkah, he would stop learning and he would do the mitzvah. But when it came to saying Kriya Shema and Tefillah, he did not stop learning. Why? Because Yerushalmi has a lashon, zeshinenu v'zeshinenu. Both of them are in yonim of Talmud Torah. Both of them are in yonim of dibor. You could say it means dibor. That's how I think I asked that kashan a lot of guys in Seder. I said, if you say it's both have an element of divrei Torah, Kriya Shema is divrei Torah. Because, you know, it's laning. It's laning a parsha in Chumash. But where's Talmud Torah referring in Shmon Esrei? So I think it means, I was thinking about it in the break, guys. I think it means Dibor. Both of them are mitzvahs of Dibor. One of them is learning. You say Dibor, learning. And the other one is Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So since they're equivalent, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai never broke for what? He never broke for Kriya Shema and davening, according to the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kiveger points out, please get this. We got to get everything. Rabbi Kivaker points out that the Bavli and Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph argues on the Yerushalmi and says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai broke learning for Shema, which is the Araisa, but not for Tefillah, which was the Rabbanan. Again, so Machloek is Bavli Yerushalmi, whether Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai broke it off for what Kriya Shema. The Yerushalmi says he did that because both of them are mitzvah dibur. Why should he? The Yerushalmi says, Bible says, no way, he broke for Kriya Shema. He definitely broke for Kriya Shema, not broke for Tefillah. So that's what the Tosfos points out. I wanted you to get in the top of the Testament base in the second way, caught in amazing, amazing Kiddush. So based on this, guys, Frekta Bam Kasha, let's go. A Bam Kasha symbol. How can Rashi give an example of Holich Ledvar Mitzvah as I'm going to learn? What do you mean? When I'm learning Torah, and there's no one able to help the elderly lady with the groceries, what's the din? Am I putter from helping the elderly lady? No, the Gemara says in Moedkot and Testament base. I have to stop my learning and help her. So how can Rashi give this as an example? It's a bomb kasha. Based on the two rules that come out from Moedkot and Testament base. Based on the rules that come out of the Testament base, if I'm learning Torah and I want to add on the Miri, what's the rationale behind that rule? Donnie, let's get that down. What does the Miri say? What's the rationale? What is the famous statement? I think it's a Mishnah Novus. Talmud, Mevi Lidei, Maisa. One of the most important elements of Limud HaTorah is in order to what? Motivate you to do mitzvahs. So if I'm learning, and I see an elderly lady, doesn't it make sense that I should stop learning and help her? So how does Rashi give this as an example? It's Mamash Apella. I've been bothered by this kasha for 30 years. I'm not kidding you. Why does Rashi give this as an example, Limud HaTorah? That you're potter from the sukkah? We never say you're potter from it at all. Now, I want to point out to you, this is a very strong kasha, but I just saw it today at the end of Seder. The Ritva and Moed cutting on Tessim Beis, he argues with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch the way we said over to Din. He wants to say that I'm not mechuyev to stop learning. It's mutter for me to stop learning and help her. But I'm not mechuyev. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say I am a mechuyev to stop learning and help her. And that's classically the way it's said over. I never knew that Ritva until today. The Ritva and Moed cutting Tessim Beis says mutter. It's mutter for me to stop learning. And it's very meduic in the Gemara, Avra, because it says Ishvuba. Never says that it's greater, that helping the elderly lady is greater than Talmud Torah. So the Ritva took it literally and said it's mutter for me to stop learning. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say not that way. And that's the way it's classically said over, like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that you're mechuyev to stop learning, and you must, Akiva, go help the elderly lady. So let's go with that Rambam and the Mechaber, but I want you to get that collector's item, the Ritva. I want you to get it down in your notes. If you assume, like the Rambam and the Mechaber classically, I'm mechuyev to stop learning, I have to help her. I don't say also commits a putter mitzvah by Talmud Torah. What does it mean I don't say it? It means I have to stop learning and go. So how can you tell me I'm going to the yeshiva on putter and sukkah? It's Rashi's Apella. It's Mamish. Now the, on the side of the Gemara Moed Kut, you know, it's not Rashi. It's the Perish Rishonim. It's a compilation. There's a separate sefer called Perish Rashi and Moed Kut, and I have it at home. But nonetheless, the din is the din. You got the kasha, Donnie? It's a Mamish Apella, this Rashi. So many, many years ago, I heard an answer from our Rav Agon of Lichtenstein Tzatzal. Okay? And he was mechavet to one of the great Gedol Achronim called the Ayin Haroim. The Ayin Haroim also gives a similar answer. Very powerful answer. Adam, clear, you got the kasha? So he says the following answer, the Ayin Haroim. The Ayin Haroim says, it is a great kasha, but I want you to think about what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying that he's holich. In a chanami, if I'm learning Torah, and I see the elderly lady with the groceries, I have to stop, and I have to help her if no one else is going to help her. But that's not the scenario in the Mishnah. The scenario is I'm going to the yeshiva. If the scenario is I'm going to the yeshiva, then that's called holech l'dvar mitzvah. The Mishnah has a lashon in Avos, that if I go to the mitzvah, I don't learn. Of course you should go and you should learn. But let's say a guy didn't go. What's a lashon say? Schar halicha b'yodom. There is a notion of a holech l'dvar mitzvah. That's a mitzvah on its own. To go to do a mitzvah is a mitzvah on its own. And that's like any other general mitzvah. And on that we apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. Well, what are you being osik in? I'm being osik in the holech l'dvar mitzvah. I am going to learn. Now, you might have said going to learn should be subject to all the rules of actual learning. His chiddush is not that way. His chiddush is going to learn is not subject to Talmud Torah. It's subject to the general din of holich l'dvar mitzvah. And on that cloud, we will say, osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Everyone got that, Chlor? Everyone got that answer? Adam, clear? That's the answer that Relichasim said and Ayin Rohan said as well. It's an interesting answer. Because you're going here. You haven't yet engaged in the learning yet. So therefore, I'm like a holich l'dvar mitzvah. Now, you might have said, as I said, that a holich l'dvar mitzvah is like Talmud Torah itself. The answer is not true. And therefore, it's viewed as a general mitzvah. And on that, I can say the klal, osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah. So don't ask me a kasha from the Gemara Moed Kut Daf Tes. Yes, Izzy.
So it comes out that holich l'mitzvah is really more chamor kind of than actual learning. Because we say that you can stop.
I wouldn't say it's more chamor. Yes, you could say that, nurse. You will apply the principle of osik mitzvah patur mitzvah, meaning it's treated on a higher level regarding that rule than the actual learning. Correct. Well said.
So that
doesn't bother me, because the whole point of the learning is Talmud Mevi Lei Dei Maisa. Now, you're right, Talmud Torah is connected kulam, no doubt. The greatest mitzvah is Talmud Torah. But regarding this din, you're saying over absolutely correct. That is true. The whole of the bar mitzvah will apply the principle. In that sense, it is more, I wouldn't say it's more chamor, but it's weightier regarding the rule of osim mitzvah bar mitzvah than the actual learning Torah.
Can't you say that him going to the base matters, that is my son?
No, it's halichin, it's halichin.
That's
nice. Yeah, so that's a mitzvah. But that's not Talmud Torah. That's Osik b'mitzvah. He's Osik and Holik l'dvar mitzvah. Okay? That's the chiddush that you want to say. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
There's a gears to change here that says it could be the lamed. So if he's teaching Torah, the same din.
It would be the same din. So yeah. I didn't notice that, but it would be the same din.
Teaching Torah would still be Osik b'mitzvah.
Yes, your Holik l'lamed Torah. Same thing. Same chiddush.
No, I'm saying if Rashi was changed, and let's say not the Rav Aaron way and through the Malach of Aaron,
no, it'd be the same problem.
If you're teaching Torah, do you still have to get up and help the old lady cross the street? Or
I mean, if there's no one else that can help her,
yeah,
that's a good question. Pashup shot me cause you bittul Torah, but if no one else can help her, pashup shot, I'm a chuyiv to pashup shot. Okay, I'm not saying halach lamaisa, but pashup shot. I don't think you would have enough. Give me the gears, but it's a good point you bring up. Yes, Adam.
So I just want to clarify.
Yes.
If you are mahala, you're going to the to go learn, and you see a woman that is an elderly woman being helped, you do not have to help her.
That's correct. Osik mitzvah is patur min mitzvah.
So would it be a bad thing if you actually did?
Well, we'll get to that if we have time today and share. We'll get to that. Do you have the option to do that? Okay, we'll see. We need that today. Okay. If we don't, we'll get to it tomorrow. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Donnie?
So not according to the Rikma, but according to everyone else. What do we? Lamaisa, whether it's belief or whether it's actually learning Torah, there's no difference when it comes to the case of the woman can grossly. So why does the Gemara have to differentiate between? Why does the Gemara have to say that they're different? That they're different mitzvahs of belief and actually learning.
They are. That's the chiddush.
But I'm saying, but lamaisa, they both make you putter from helping out the woman.
No, Talmud Torah, if I'm actually learning, I have to stop learning and help her if no one else can help her. If I'm holech, I don't have to. I'm putter. There's a difference between holech and osek in limud. That's the chiddush we're saying. And that's what I want to add on. That's what Rashi gives this chiddush. Because I would have thought the whole lich l'dvar mitzvah should be subject to the rules of where you're going to do. So all the rules of whole lich l'Talmud Torah should be the same din. And Rashi says no. Rashi's whole lich l'dvar mitzvah is its own chiddush. Its own category.
So then based on what he said, how does that make sense then? Like, how can it make sense that the whole lich l'dvar for doing the mitzvah is actually...
Because we said the Talmud Torah, when you engage in it, like we said to Izzy, the Miri says, leads you to do mitzvahs. You have to stop learning. But I'm whole lich l'dvar mitzvah, that's a general thing. I'm going to do mitzvahs. That's like I said, a mitzvah. Okay? Yes, Yehuda, you got it?
I have one question, though.
Yeah.
So, but wouldn't it be a case of when one of the mitzvahs you can do now and the other one you could do later? So, shouldn't you do the one that you could do now?
Well, we'll get to that later with the Ritva, if it has a time constraint. Okay? All right. Very good. So, that's the first thing I wanted to be mechadish there. We got the Rashi?
Yeah.
That's the chiddush you want to suggest in Rashi. Let's go. Let's continue now. Number two. Second example. Go ahead, Yonatan. What's the second example? What's the chiddush lakma pnei rabba? So the Gemara has, I gave you, two blot later, if you take a quick look at Chav Zayinim at base. Guys, take a quick look. On Chav Zayinim at base, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in the name of Reb Yitzchok, it's about five lines before it gets wide, it says, V'amar Reb Yitzchok minayin shechayim adam lakma pnei rabba b'rego. How do you know you must visit your Rebbe on Yontif? The Gemara says you have to visit the Rebbe on Yontif. The Rambam quotes this halacha and it was Talmud Torah. The Rambam uses halacha and Talmud Torah, but the Note of Yudah says it does not apply bizman hazeh. Why not? Because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so there's no din of alila rego. So it's a question whether this din applies bizman hazeh or not. But that's what Rashi's referring to here. Yes? So Rashi's referring to here, l'akbo p'nei rabo b'rego. They're going to visit a Rebbe on the rego, and therefore if I'm on my way to go visit a Rebbe, I don't have to sit in sukkah. Shluchim mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah. What's the chiddush of this example? Where is this marker from? Where is this pasuk from, guys? It's from Navi. It's from Sefer Shmuel. What is that called? 1 second, Yonatan. What is that called?
Divrei Kabbalah.
A mitzvah mentioned in Nach is called Divrei Kabbalah. Now, normally, There's a major machlokes in Rishonim whether Divrei Kabbalah, something mentioned in Nach, does it have the status of being Diraisa? Is Divrei Kabbalah a Divrei Torah dummy? It's a machlokes, get it down between the Balamor and the Rebartzaloni. Major machlokes. Rov Rishonim say that Divrei Kabbalah is not Kedivrei Torah. It is not Kedivrei Torah.
Who's the second Rishon?
Rebartzaloni. From Barcelona. Machlokes Balamor, Rebartzaloni. Whether if you're Divrei Kabbalah, if you're Osi with Divrei Kabbalah, are you Potter what? Are you Potter from Diraisa? Is Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah dummy? Machlokes with Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah. Rov Rishonim say it is not. So if you make the following assumption, I want you to get this. If I'm Osik in a mitzvah midrabanan, am I potter from a mitzvah midiraisa? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovach Yurim, the great tzaddik, the Nazis, Hashem Yimkom, the Nazis killed Rabbi Chanan, Rahman al-Islam. Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovach Yurim, please get it, he has this question. And also the Aruch Haner, that if you're Osik in a mitzvah midrabanan, are you potter from a mitzvah diraisa? So I want to bring a raya from this Rashi that you are. Because the second example, Avram, that Rashi gives is what? Is your Osik in visiting your Rebbe on Regal? Is that diraisa derabanan? It's mentioned in Navi. If Divrei Kabbalah is lav ki Divrei Torah dami, it's equivalent to being mitzvah midrabanan. So I ask you, if I'm Osik in a mitzvah derabanan, am I potter mitzvah diraisa? Rashi will say yes. Because Rashi Mishnah holds like Rover the Rishonim, if it's not in the Torah, if it's in Nach, it's not the Arise, it's the Rabbanan. So Rebbe Chanan, and let me give you the Amar Makom. This Rebbe Chanan wrote, one of his farm he wrote was called the Kovach Shiurim, Bezing. And in the Kovach Shiurim, he writes as follows. In the Kovach Shiurim, he has this suffix. He's wondering, if you're Osik in a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, are you Potter from a mitzvah in the Arise? Fascinating Shiloh. It's Rebbe Chanan Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Beis in the Kovach Yurim, and it's in the Kovach Ar Simon Memtes Osir Aleph. If I engage in a mitzvah with the Rabbanan, I don't know what to say, I'm lighting a Hanukkah candle, it's the Rabbanan, and I see what? And I see helping the other ladies in mitzvah diraisa. Am I potter or not? According to this, we want to say yes. You could argue no. But that's what we want to say, Rashi added mine with this Chiddush. Everyone got it? Clear? Yes, Michal, clear? Okay. Rabbi Chanan has a suffix. He's not sure. He goes back and forth. Okay? He goes back and forth. But I want to bring a riot from this Rashi that the din of Chayav Adam L'Hakma Pnei Rabba B'Rego is Min Rabbanan because Divrei Kabbalah according to Rov Rishonim is Lav Kedivrei Torah Adam Machlokes Balamor Rebar Tzaloni. Rov Rishonim assumes the Rabbanan. So if you're Osek in Mitzvah Rabbanan, you're Potter Mitzvah Diraisa. So that's the Chiddush of Rashi's second example.
So Osek Diraisa Potter Mitzvah Rabbanan?
Osik b'mitzvah midrabanan. Are you potter from a mitzvah diraisa? We are suggesting yes from the Rashi. Because this din of Chayim Adam Lachman B'nei Rav is mentioned two times in Shas. Sukkah Chav Zayinim Abbeis. Rosh Hashanah Tet Zayinim Abbeis. In the name of Reb Yitzchak. Okay? Avram, you got this? That's the Chiddush we're saying in the second phrase of Rashi. You got that? Chayim Adam Lachman B'nei Barabba Regal is a din mentioned in Navi, which is called Divrei Kabbalah. Is Divrei Torah, can Divrei Torah dummy or not? It's a machlokes, Rebbe Bartzaloni, and the Balamor. Rov Rishonim say the Rabbanan. So Rashi Mishtom holds the Rabbanan. So what Rashi's saying to me is that if I'm Osik in a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, I am Potter from a mitzvah in the Yeratza. That's the Chiddush. See, we want to understand every Rashi, every Taisis, every light of the Gemara. We try not to skim. If you have a Kashi, ask me. Okay? Yes, Yehuda, what do you say?
If Rashi's giving me a chiddush that this specific Divrei Kabbalah will make
you... I'm not saying this specific. I'm saying anyone. He's using that as an example. He said the word kigon, right? He says kigon. Okay? All right, very good. Yes, Izzy, real quick. Go ahead.
But are there different degradations even within their abundance? Meaning a Divrei Kabbalah is going to be different from a Gezerah their abundance.
No. Well, Gezerah Derabanan are usually in a surim by not doing something.
Meaning, but something that Chazal made.
Yeah, but these are actions, though. It's hard to distinguish. We usually say, if you hold Divrei Kabbalah, Lavki Divrei Torah, that means a Derabanan straight up. Until you start showing me degradation, we assume they're all Derabanans. All the same level. Okay? All right. Number three. Go ahead, Yonatan. What's the third example? Go ahead. What do you guys think Pinyon Shvuyim is?
Freeing captives.
Freeing captives. Now that's the Raisa Pashup Shad. It's like Staka. You find Pinyon Shvuyim Nuchel Staka. What's the Chiddush of this third example? Go ahead, Yonatan. Yes, that's what I believe he's saying. You might have said that Oskim Mitzvah, Potem Ne Mitzvah, maybe he's only talking about Mitzvah's Ben Adam L'Makom. Says Rashi, I want you to know something. No, that if you're Osik in Pidyon Shvuyim, if you're going to redeem captives, which is Ben Adam L'Chavero, you are Potter even from a Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom, namely Sukkah. So you see, every one of these examples of Rashi has a Chiddush, okay? Number one is the notion of what? Holeich, as opposed to Talmud Torah itself. Holeich l'mol Torah, because there's a notion of holeich l'dvar mitzvah, and therefore beats out the rules in Moed Kan about Talmud Torah. Even though with the Ritva, remember the Ritva said, say, it's mutter for you, you don't have a chiyuv, but we don't hold like the Ritva. We all like the Rambam Shacharim chiyuv to stop learning. Second chiddush was what? That even if it's different Kabbalah, the Rabbanan, Oskim Tzim Rabbanan, Patim Nimitzvah Minat Torah. And number three is, if I'm Oskin and Mitzvah Ben Am L'Chaveiro, I'm still potting from Mitzvah Ben Am L'Makom. You might have given more weightiness to a Mitzvah Ben Am L'Makom. You see, not that way. We got that clear, so that's the Chiddush. I want you to make sure we get everything in Rashi. Okay? Very good. Next one. Go ahead. What do you say? Yonatan, finish the Rashi. Go ahead. What's Chani Yosin mean, guys? Even when you're camping out. In other words, a three-day trip to visit your Rebbe. At night, you take a break to sleep. You're not being holich? No, you are. We view your camping and your resting as viewing as that's considered a holich bederach. And therefore, if you're a 24-7, let's say you're a traveling salesman that works both night and day, you're pater from a sukkah. You're not doing a mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. Because you're teishu kein deduru, which we're going to see in the Tosis. Here, you happen to be going to visit your Rebbe. But at night, you're not walking. You're sleeping. I don't care. I view that as part of the trip. And that's a beferish gemara. Okay. Yes, Yehuda.
Wouldn't you be putter for a mitzvah anyway if you're sleeping?
What I mean, doesn't it literally say, I mean, you know, you're not traveling. You're not walking. You're not traversing. You're relaxing a little bit. Okay, good. It's a good nakuda. Everyone's making good nakudas. Okay, let's see the beginning of the gemara. And then we got to get to the machlekes Tyson Ron, very fundamental machlekes we have to talk about. Yes, real quick.
Can we connect this to the idea of when you're carrying outside of an Arab on Shabbos, is it considered one Isser if you only stop to your position so you can continue walking?
No, because you're not Osik Mitzvah over there. Here's Osik Mitzvah.
I'm saying here it's one.
I don't know if it's the same rules. I hear your comparison, but it's not the same rules. It's just, in general, we view the resting as part of the trip. Okay, you don't say, well, if a guy's taking a vacation, and you stay in a hotel on the side of the highway, I'm not on vacation because I'm not driving. That's ridiculous. That's as far as that the Gemara says. When you're staying in the hotel, you're also on vacation. You're going on your vacation, right? That's what Rashi's saying. That's when we talk about hotel, it's a little bit more technical, okay? All right, let's get to the Gemara, and then we have to start the Tisus. Go ahead, Yonatan. Let's see the Gemara. Menon Emili. Okay, let's see inside, guys. All right, go ahead. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. What is the makor of this din shluchim mitzvah patim in the mitzvah? Where is the makor? I want to know where it is. He says, "Go ahead." Shivtecha beveisecha is prat losik b'mitzvah, velechtecha b'derech is prat lachasan. Meaning, Hashem says, when you're sitting in your house and not doing anything, then you're chayv mitzvahs. However, if you're also getting a mitzvah already, you're part of a mitzvah. Kolechtech of a derech means that the chassan, lamaisa, is part of a kriyishma. Everyone else is chayv in kriyishma. Go ahead, Mikan. Excellent. Someone marries a basula, you're potter. Someone marries a widow, you're chayv. What's the answer? What does this mean? It means as follows. That there are two tracks which we're going to get to now in the Gemara. There's a track called Osik B'Mitzvah, and there's a track called Tirda, which we're going to call Tirda the Mitzvah, which means a psychological, a mental, and emotional type of busyness or nervousness. So if a man marries a psul, he's worried that he won't break her psulim. So since he's worried it won't go well, so therefore he can't concentrate, so he's putter from Shema on the first night of the wedding before he's with her. However, in Almana doesn't have any psulim anymore. She's been with a man already. therefore he's not nervous, he's chayav kriya shma. Now I want you to get this down. That was in the time period of the Gemara and the Mishnayos where the kavana was good, where everyone had good kavana. So therefore what? Therefore a person who might be nervous, and therefore he's pater. Nowadays the Shulchan Aruch says, we try our best we can, but our kavana is not on that level. So therefore, since our kavana is not on that level, even a chassan on his first night says, Shmani David's Meirv. And when you guys get married, that's what you should do. Make sure you daven. Always, when I'm a Sadar Kedushin, always tell my Talmud, you should daven. Make sure you daven Meirv. Because God forbid, on the first night of your wedding, you don't want to make sure you forget Meirv. So that's the first thing you'll do. And you daven Meirv. And if a guy says no, he's too nervous. You know what that guy is? He's a Baal Gaivis, says a Shulchan Aruch. Because that implies that he generally has great kavana. No one has great kavana now. So can we try to have great kavana? But for a guy to say that I'm too nervous, I can't say Shema on my wedding night, that's ridiculous. You're Mexica Yura. It looks like you're a Baal guy. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay? So the Gemara says that we have this cloud. And this cloud is that you are pater from what? If you're marrying a psula, is mana Gemara. And you're a pater with Ichayiv if you're wearing a mona. So let's see the Gemara. Go ahead, Yonatan. My what?
My mashma.
Where do you see in this pasuk? That's what my mashma means. My mashma is, where do you see that the pasuk fits the klal? Where do you see from this pasuk the klal of oskim mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah? Go ahead. That's what my mashma always means in shas. There's a certain din, you learn from a mucker, and the Gemara wants to know, how does the mucker fit into the pasuk? That's what my mashma means. We just don't flub it over. We don't just skim it. My mashma is, the Gemara is asking, where do you see from this psukim that this is the cloud that exempts a person oskim mitzvah putim in a mitzvah? Where do you see it? Go ahead.
I'm going to open that derech.
Kederech. Excellent. The word derech was the tip-off. Go ahead. When you're walking on the way, you're walking on the way. You're walking for a walking to a class. You're walking to play a ball. Whatever it is. But you're on your own time. That's when Hashem requires you in mitzvahs. Go ahead. But if you're involved in the mitzvah already, you're potter from other mitzvahs. So the what? The tip-off was what? Was derech. Asks the Gemara, go ahead. Maybe the Torah is talking about a case where you're high, where you're about to go to a mitzvah, and the Torah says still read Kriya Shema. You're on your way to help the elderly lady with the groceries, and the Torah says no. Don't help her read Shema. Maybe that's what the Gemara was, the Pulsing and the Kumish was talking about. It's a great kasha. Does everyone have how to read that? Milo askin in the kosel of our mitzvah kumar, Rachman and Likri, Yonatan read it very nicely. It's all one kasha. Maybe that's the scenario the Torah's talking about. And not talking about Osu mitzvah putim in a mitzvah. Maybe the cloud's wrong. So what's Gemara's answer? The Torah would have just written Shevis Melechis. Go ahead. Excellent. Very, very good. You see that what? You see that the klal is when you're walking, when you're going, when you're on your own time, then you got to do the mitzvahs. But when you're on the derech to do mitzvahs, you're potter. Because of what klal, Dani? Osik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Go ahead. Ihachi. What is the Gemara holding at this point? Everyone tell me when the Gemara asks the kasha. What is the Gemara holding at this point, Avram? That even if you marry an almana, what should be the din? You should be putim kriya shma, because why? We view it as what? One klal. Excellent, Michal. You're being osik in the midst of marriage. If you're being osik in the midst of marriage, then call that osik too. So why, if you marry an almana, are you putter? So now the Gemara introduces a new track. Go ahead. Excellent. The Gemara introduces a new track. And what's that new track? Called Tirda. That new track is called Tirda. Originally, the Gemara thought it was based on what? Oysik v'nitzah. Now the Gemara says based on Tirda. So it's based on Tirda. The cloud is that what? The cloud is that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be... You can't focus. If you can't focus, then what's the din, your potter? But you can focus by an almana because no, you're not nervous. Frek the Gemara, go ahead. And that's ridiculous. Let's say, okay, everyone, no one's perfect. I mean, everyone has trials and tribulations. Everyone has worries. Everyone has concerns. Guys, his business is going bust. He's going to go chapter 11. His boat is sinking in the sea. He's so upset about this. Let him be putter from davening. from Kriya Shema. And we know that's not true. Go ahead. V'chitema. And if you try to tell me you talk our part, then that's ridiculous. V'hat v'amar. A person, let's get this cloud down, let's get it down, Avram. An onain is someone who loses one of his seven relatives. Before the burial, he is putter from mitzvah's essay. Please get this. Seven relatives are father, mother, son or daughter, God forbid, brother, sister, or a spouse. After the death, until the burial, you are called an onain. An onain is putter from mitzvah's essay. But he's still chayv elavin. Can't eat ham, can't steal. But he's part of mitzvah essay. There are three reasons given in the poskim. Please get them. Number one, our klal of osik b'mitzvah put them in mitzvah. You got to do the levaya. You got to make sure your loved one's buried. Number two is kavod ames. What are you doing mitzvah essay when your loved one's not buried? And number three, tirda. You just can't get it together. You're emotionally unequipped to do mitzvahs. There are three reasons given in the poskim. One of my Rebbeim's brothers, a great Gaon, actually when he flew back from Eretz Yisrael for the Levaya of his mother, he learned on the plane. Because he thought the Iker reason was the first reason. When he's on the plane, he's not Osik in the phone calls. So he thought he was Chayvid Mitzvahs. It's a Chiddush. Most poskim say you part there even because of Kavod HaMeis also. But he thought that was the Iker reason. So he Taka learned, he said. It's a Chiddush, he's a Gadol.
Is he wrong?
I'm not saying he's wrong, but usually that's not the Minigoyim. What happens as soon as you do the burial? He's transformed from an onain to becoming a what? An oval. An oval chayv in every mitzvah in the Torah except for one. Tefillin on the first day. Tefillin is called glorification. And on his head is ashes. Figurative ashes. Because of his mourning. And therefore he's potter from tefillin. But this guy is so sad. And no one should experience it. I lost my father. Everyone's sad. I was terribly sad. But you got to get it together. You can't say, oh, I'm so depressed, I can't do mitzvahs. Get it together. That's this din. You have to get it together and become emotionally equipped to do the mitzvahs. So don't give me the business that a guy's going chapter 11. Of course we have rachmanis for him. We want to help him. But Lamaisa can't say, I can't get it together. So the Gemara's challenging. Where's the scope of tirda? It's a great kasha. And we know that it's not an excuse. Go ahead, Yonatan. So what's the maskanas of Gemara? Go ahead. Excellent. Let's get this down. There are two tracks. There's the track of Osik B'mitzvah, number one. And there is the track of Tirda D'mitzvah, which is a psychological, a mental, emotional type of tour. But it's got to be connected with a mitzvah. It must be connected with a mitzvah. It cannot be disconnected to a mitzvah. Cannot be because you're going to go bankrupt. It cannot be because even you're sad about a loved one that died. You must get it together to do mitzvahs. But if a guy is nervous because he married a psul and he's worried about breaking the psulim, that's a mitzvah. And that's called tirda de mitzvah. And therefore that's a legitimate tour. But the Gemara has clearly two different tracks, okay, about this klal of osk mitzvah, putam mitzvah, legabi tirda. Now, I want you to get this down, please, okay? Let's get this. It's very interesting that the Rashba on this Gemara points out that there are two separate Pturim, like we said. Osik b'mitzvah, when you're mamish osik, you don't have to be Torah at all. And number two is tirda de mitzvah. Even if you're not being osik in the mitzvah mamish, but you're nervous about it, you are going to what? You are going to be putter. Halacha l'maisa. You are going to be putter. And therefore, it comes out halacha l'maisa, once you what? Once you marry the besula or the almana, by the besula being with her is a mitzvah. Halacha lamaisa. By the almana, you're chai because you're not what? You're not considered to be nervous. So lamaisa, according to the Rashba, there are two distinct tracks. There's osik b'mitzvah and there's Torah tirda b'mitzvah. Two different tracks. According to the Rashba, if you're osik mamish, even if you're not Torah by your putter. Right? You don't need to be tarred at all. I'm Isaac Mamish. And according to the Tirda Mitzvah, even if it's not B'shas Mitzvah, Halacha L'maisa. Let's say I what married her already. If I married her already, L'maisa, right? B'chol Ofen, your potter, ima dayin tarred, b'tirda the Mitzvah. So therefore, if you're kindness, what? If you, even if it's not B'shas Mitzvah, as long as you're what? Even if you already married her, halacha l'maisa, b'chol ofen, if you're tarred, b'tirda the mitzvah, you're going to be potter. So that's the way the Rashba writes it, the two different tracks. Rav Haigon, though, which I want you to know as well, Rav Haigon points out not that way. Rav Haigon, quoted by the Rashba, says, L'maskanas ha-gamara, halacha l'maisi, he says, Ain osik mitzvah putim in a mitzvah only if you're tarid ba. He says there's only one track, tarid. If you're osik with tirda, then you are putter. But if you're osik without tirda, he says you're taka chayiv. And therefore he says, only when you marry the psula are you tarid, are you putter. But when you marry the almana, he says you're chayiv. So I want you to get that down. According to Rav Haigon, it's all a manifestation of tirda. There's really only one track. You follow me? According to the simplest reading Gemara, like the Rashba, that there are two distinct tracks. There's Osik and there's Tirda. And that's the simplest reading, what? Simplest reading of the Gemara. Okay? But I just want you to know Rav Haigon, who points out everything's a manifestation, is Yiv Tirda. You follow me? Osik mitzvah putim is because I can't concentrate and focus. But if you can, then you have no Ptura. Okay? See, the Rashba thinks it very neat. Osik has nothing to do with Tirda. And you're still putter. Tirda has nothing to do with Osik, and you're still putter. Vinny, you got me? Machlokes Rav Haigon and the Rashba. And the simplest reading of Gemara is like the Rashba, that they're two distinct tracks. Okay? Yes, yes, Matthew.
Tshuva is a mitzvah, right?
Tshuva is a mitzvah.
So in how, it doesn't think Gemara say you have to do tshuva every day of your life because
yes.
You're going to die, so then aren't you theoretically...
Kiyum, it's a kiyum, which we're going to get to now. Kiyum, okay, we got to get to it now. Yes, go ahead, Donnie.
It seems like the Gemara... holds like the same by a tvarishos that a tirda is more machmir than actual doing tvarishos.
But you tell me why. Because the tirda is connected with what? What is tirda connected with? A mitzvah. Tirda the mitzvah.
No, I'm talking about tirda the tvarishos.
No, tirishos is not a ptur. It's not a ptur.
No, I know, but I'm saying the Gemara wouldn't have that to say.
No, but I'm saying the Gemara says you got to get it together. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
No, I'm saying the Gemara, it's a kavuch Gemara. Obviously, if you're not putter from a tvar shos, you should be putter from a tirda tvar shos.
That's what the Gemara means. It's the same thing. The Gemara is talking about the same thing. Yeah, the Gemara is saying the same thing. If you think about it, what you're saying, you could definitely say not that way. If you could understand a guy's unequipped. Maybe a tirda tvar shos, if he's going to go chapter 11. Maybe the halacha, it's different. Maybe it's a law. Maybe the Torah says you get a p'tur.
Okay, so I'm saying by mitzvahs, they differentiate.
I understand, but I'm saying to you, once you get in the realm of emotional, maybe you would say the Torah gives you a break, even when a guy's going to chapter 11. Kamashmalan not. Okay? It's got to be a tirda connected with a mitzvah. It's a good point you bring up, but the Gemara says not that way. It's not enough. Tirda is not enough. It has to be a tirda de mitzvah. Okay. Very good. We got this? Machlekes Tosfos? Yes, Machlekes.
There was actually a case that I just heard about recently where this woman, her husband, currently is unfortunately going through cancer treatment, stage 4, I don't remember which type of cancer treatment. And she feels that she can't go, she doesn't have time because she's too busy taking care of her husband to go to the mikvah to no longer, to be in need of. Okay? She herself is not going through anything. She's mm-hmm. taking care of someone else.
Right.
Okay.
But I would say that's called osik, though. Because she's attending the husband. That's mamish osik. That's not tirda. Right. The good kasha. That's called osik. She's being osik with her husband. She's attending to him, so that's called osik. That would not be tirda. That would be the track of osik. Okay? Very good. Excellent.
Wild, right?
No, we said from the very beginning, does not apply. If I'm osik mitzvah, I can't eat ham and steel. Okay? Osik mitzvah putter from the mitzvah got to be essen, positive mitzvahs. Okay, very good. So that's the pshat lemaisa in the Gemara. Gemara the Rashi. We got the lum this year, the maskanas of Gemara. Let's begin now the Tosfos because we have to see this amazing machlokes Tosfos and Ran as to the scope of osik mitzvah putter from the mitzvah. Let's see the second Tosfos inside. Okay, you got the second Tosfos. Let's see. Benny, go ahead. Read the Tosfos there. Shluchim mitzvah, guys. Look inside. Okay, let's go. Go ahead. Shluchim mitzvah, go ahead. The second Tosfos, go ahead. Shluchim mitzvah. Kach. That's Rashi. Go ahead. V'chein. Which Gemara is that? So they already tell you the Mara Malkum on the side. Chav Vavam and off the next staff. What does Gemara say? Let me ask you a question. Why are you putting Belila? You're going to visit your Rebbe. Belila, you're not traveling. Put up the sukkah. The answer is we call you traveling. Umashma? And you're only traveling during the daytime. So therefore you're putting even at night. That's Shas Chaniyasan. He's pointing out what Rashi said is a Gemara. Go ahead. The Iwat. No, because if you would travel both day and night, then even if you're going Lidvar just for business purposes, you're putter anyway, because Teshu came to Duru. Someone who's traveling all the time and has no house is not having a sukkah. You got what I'm saying? That's what it means. The Azli, everyone get this. The Azli be a mom of Lila, feel Lidvar Nami Ptiri, Kidiktani be Brysa, like it says in the Brysa. So obviously, we're not talking about a guy that travels both day and night. Guy who travels both day and night, even if he's not going for a Dvar Mitzvah, is putter for the sukkah. So these Talmidim only travel in the daytime. So why they put their night? Because Osik B'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Okay? You can miss that whole line there. Does everyone got how to read that? The Azli B'yamamu B'lal, if they go both day and night, you're put there anyway if it wouldn't be a Dvar Mitzvah. You're put there for Dvar Rishus. Yudi, you got me? Okay, go ahead. V'od. Yeah, he adds on the word Me'uvda. Dagosus, and he adds the word letter. V'od Me'uvda. The Rav Chista of Rabba Bar Avuna, right, the gun where they slept, Arak the Ditzura, they slept on the banks of the Ditzura. They were going to visit the Exilark, the Reish Galusa, was one of the Gedolei Hador, and therefore they slept on the banks of the Ditzura. Why'd they slip on the banks of the sukkah? Build a sukkah. What's the answer? Shluchim mitzvah patim in a sukkah, even Belilah. Oh, now we ask the Bam Tasha. Go ahead, Vitema. Oh, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? What's the kasha, no mice? What's the kasha? No. What's the kasha? We'll get another one. We'll get another one tomorrow. Okay, don't worry. Okay. What's the kasha? This is yours. We'll have another one for. Okay. What's the kasha?
You can do both. Then why not?
If you can do both, do both. Build a sukkah on the banks of Tzura. What's the big deal? When I'm wearing tzitzis now. Right? Rav Nevin saw Shlita, the great guy, wears tefillin all day. He does mitzvahs all day. What? Why? You're putter for mitzvahs. Why? Why are we going to daven mincha soon? I'm wearing tzitzis. Oh, so you mitzvah putter for mitzvah. If you can do both, do both. Why not? It's a bomb kasha. It's a rhetorical statement. Atol, adam sheish posis b'yigdol v'tum rosho, mi mifter b'kach, mi shar mitzvahs. You jump out of your seat when you read that kasha. Tais is a pella. Says they can't believe this. Unbelievable kasha. And then he brings a Gemara. Go ahead. Bini. Uba Perik. That's the name of the Perik in the Darim. They have a kola bechina today. We have a kola bechina. Shekhtus kola. But you guys go, if you want to go into smicha, you have to learn 40 blot. 4 bechinas a year, 10 blot. This year, though, we're learning sechta in the Darim. You have to learn the whole sechta. Because Rosh Hashanah thought the Gemara and the Dharm are smaller blot. So now they got to know 82 blot. So it's like 20 blot. Wow. Today's the second Bechina. So in Pirkei, it is tough. In Pirkei Ein Bein Muter, go ahead. In Pirkei Ein Bein Muter, go ahead. What does it say? Go ahead. The Dharm Daf Lamed Gimel, go ahead. Gabi what? Okay, there's a lot of concepts here I want you to get outside in order to understand what we just read here. Let's get the din. Please get it down. Donnie, you got me? Let's case is like this. Reuven took a netter. He's not going to drive any hanaf from Shimon. Nothing. He wants no hanaf from Shimon. He was upset with him, whatever. Maybe Shimon was mean to him. Whatever it is. He took a netter. He doesn't want any hanaf from Shimon. Okay. Lo and behold, Shimon loses something. Guess who recovers it? Reuven. When Reuven returns it to Shimon, on his way to returning it, there's an ani that walks over to Reuven and says, please, can you give me 10 bucks? He says, I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Osik mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah. I don't have to give you the $10. Does he save money? Yes. Is that deriving hana? Yes. But I thought he took a netter. I thought he took a netter. He's not allowed to derive benefit from Shimon. Isn't he deriving benefit from Shimon? So what does the Gemara say in the Darim Lamed Gimel Amud Beis? You know what it says? How often does that happen? Very rare, which is called what? Lo shchiach. That's the phrase in the Gemara. Lo shchiach. It is not common. Therefore, if it is uncommon, that's not called hana. Very infrequently will that happen. So we don't view that as being called what, hana? We don't. Something that's very, very infrequent, I grant you guys, it's a chiddush, but the Gemara says that. You should say, bottom line, at that point, does he get hana? He is getting hana, no. But it's a very infrequent concept. Therefore, since it's an infrequent concept or occurrence, therefore, Reuven can return the lost object to Shimon, and it's not a problem. It's not a problem. And what does it mean when it says proof to the Rav Yosef? I want you to get this down. If you are a Shomer Aveda, when you find the property, I have a level of responsibility to watch this what? Watch this animal that was lost, or watch the rug that was lost. What is my level of liability? Rav Yosef says, I'm a Shomer Sachar. What's a Shomer Sachar? He's chayvin how much? He's chayvin negligence? And what else? Thievery or if it got lost. What does Rabba say? You guys got to know this. Rabba says you're a Shomer Chinam. You're only kind of negligence. Lowest level. Why does Rav Yosef say that you're a Shomer Sachar? Number one, because we view it as like you're getting a salary. Because you're getting paid. Excellent, Michal. Because you're saving the money. So if you're saving the money, it's like you're getting paid. That means you're a paid Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar means you're paid. Excellent. Rabba says, I don't view that as a payment. Or, if the Torah imposes liability on you, the Gemara says, the Torah wants to give you the highest level of liability. What's the highest level? Genev and Aveda. Can't be like a Shoah, because he's not able to use the object. What's a Shoah? A borrower. Borrows Chayv even in what? Even in Otsin. But he's not allowed to use the object if you're a Shomer Aveda. You have to take care of it, can't use it. So there's a famous, this is what it means, guys, Pruta Rav Yosef. People go their whole lives, they don't know what it means. Now you guys know for the rest of your life. Pruta de Rav Yosef means Rav Yosef holds that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar because he's saving the Pruta. He doesn't have to give the ani when he's dealing with the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. That's what Pruta de Rav Yosef means. Rabba discounts it. Rabba says it's not enough of a salary. He doesn't view that as a salary. Not getting a check. Saving money doesn't view as a payment. It's a machlokes. But the Gemara says right here that when it comes to what? Are you allowed to return the Aveda, Vinny? You're allowed to return the Aveda because it's Shlo Shchicha. Read the next line, the punchline of the Toshis. V'i what? Rifta is bread, L'ani, Milamesa from giving. If all the time the Aveda is in the guy's house, you're putter from giving to the Ani, in Cain. Therefore it becomes what? It becomes common. What do you mean common? What's Tosas trying to prove? Tosas trying to prove that the klal oskimitz of other mitzvahs is only when it's what? When it's EF shar to do B. When I'm doing A and I cannot do B. But if I can do B, I have to do B. So he's saying that I'll prove it to you. When do we say the klal oskimitz of other mitzvah Avram? When I'm about to give it over to the guy, retrieve the lost object, and the ani comes by. But maybe it's going to take. Let's say it's been in your house for 2-3 days. The lost object. You're going to go in 2-3 days. Let's say an Ani comes knocking on the door. 4 or 5 times a day, Ani come. Are you chayv to give tzedakah? Yep. According to the Ran, what we're going to see, but what's the shita? Before we get to the Ran, if you're going to tell me that I'm involved, as long as I have the mitzvah, I don't have to actually be what? I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm wearing tefillin. I should be part of the mitzvahs. If that would be the case, then I'm involved with the Aveda. It's in my house, so I should always be put there. How many times a day does an Ani knock on your door? 4 or 5 times. It happens a lot. So how can the Gemara say it's lo shchiach? So it must be that the Gemara holds, says Tosfos, that when is the guy put there from Staka? Only when what? When he's mamish being osek, underline it 50 times. When I'm mamish giving the Aveda back to the guy. And then the Ani says, where's my money? Or can I have some money? Only then are you potter. That occurrence is lo shchiach. Because if the patur would be widened and applied all the time, then it would be shchicha. It would be a common occurrence. So it's obvious, says Tosfos, the Gemara held it was an uncommon occurrence. It's lo shchiach. If it's uncommon, it's only in that one window of time. when you're going to return the lost object. That's when you say osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. So Tosfos Shita is rock when it's efshar, kashir efshar, lekayim shneim, do we say osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah? Do we say omrim osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah? You don't have four hands. We only have two hands. If I'm shaking out the rug, I cannot put my hand in my pocket and give him a money. It's EF sure to do bays, so I'm Osik in A, I'm Pater from B. But if I could do both, I got to do both. And this is what he proves here. Go ahead, read on Viter. He says what? Elevadai? Underline Osik Ba 50 times. Kigon? I don't mean it literally. I'm just trying to emphasize it, okay? Just the osik bar. You don't have to, you know, it's not enough room to underline it 50 times. Okay, go ahead. Kigon talish levedav shot for the tzorach. You spread it out for its what? You spread it out for its need. You know how you have to spread out the carpet so it doesn't get too dusty? Go ahead. Oh? The low what? No. Oh, he lost the behemoth, so you got to give it food. Shinosim lamazonos. So while you're giving me food, you can't give the ani the money. Exactly. It's very uncommon that ani is going to come at that moment. That's why the Gemara says lo shticha. Okay, one sec, Adan. So based on all this now, so how is Tosfos going to have to be Masbara Gemara? You guys tell me. Shluchim mitzvah patur min sukkah. These Talmidim are traveling to see the Rebbe. They're patur min sukkah. According to Tosfos' rule, how do we plug it in, Yehuda? That what case must it be? That if I put up the sukkah while we're traveling to Shah Rebbe, what's going to happen? I will not be able to what?
See my Rebbe.
You understand what I'm saying? The only time we apply the principle when it's EFshar. That's when it's EFshar. If I put up the sukkah, I'll be so nervous about the sukkah, whatever it is, I won't end up visiting my Rebbe. Then I apply the principle. Keep visiting, going to visit your rabbi, I'm putting from a sukkah. But if you can do both, better bet your bottom dollar that you better put up that sukkah. Finish up the lashon. Then Visarik, guys, look inside. Visarik Lomar. Adam, you got that chlor? That's what he says. Visarik Lomar, go ahead. What's Iri mean, guys? Yes, we are talking. Bechiai what? In a case. If I put up that sukkah, I will not end up visiting my Rebbe. It's either or. And therefore, if it's either or, the chiddush is, halacha l'maisa, that I am what? The chiddush is that I am what? I am putim. So Tosfos Shita is, guys, that osik mitzvah putim is only when I'm doing A, and it is impossible for me to do B. It is impossible for me to do B. Okay, we got that? One sec now. Now, comes along the Ritva. And he says an amazing chiddush. Okay? I told some guys to look it up, and I'm going to give it to you tomorrow in the Mar Mekoymes Beferish. So you'll see it inside. And what the Ritva is bothered by is the following. And this is an amazing chiddush. He's bothered by, he says, Dimamasko Shluchim Mitzvah. He said, what do I need a pasuk for? If I'm engaged in Mitzvah A, Matthew, what do I need a pasuk to tell me I'm putter for Mitzvah B? That's obvious. Isn't that logical? It's not nice to mitzvahs. Let's get this down. He says, what do you need a pasuk for? He asks, Lama li krop shita? Lama yanich mitzazum ne mitzacheris? I have to dig up a pasuk for that? Right? The Gemara said a pasuk, like Michal said, and Adam said the drasha. What do you have to dig up sukkim for? It's a basic rule. You can't be insulting to mitzvahs. If somebody asks, I'll prove it to you. Give me some rise that you're not allowed to be... disrespectful to mitzvahs. Zekeli Vaveh is even better, but I have to go from it. Am I allowed to kick the dirt on the blood?
No.
For a kisu adam? That's just disgusting.
Can't use the
that's a bizoyan to mitzvahs. Can I count money by the near Hanukkah? No. That's called bizoyan mitzvahs. That's one riot. I'll give you another riot. Okay, atzeschach is a certain number, but I'll give you another right. There are chiras towards mitzvahs. What's the Gemara say if you start a mitzvah and you don't finish it, God forbid? Terrible punishments. says, Kovir Ishtu Ubonov, Gemara Makis. Guy will bury his wife and his kids, God forbid. It became boring to you? You start a mitzvah, you don't finish it? The mitzvahs were boring to you? There's a notion of showing respect to mitzvahs. You show respect to mitzvahs. Can you imagine a guy doing a mitzvah A? I'm leaving it now, going to mitzvah B. That's pashuk that it's usher. Ask the Ritva. What do you need a pashuk to tell me this for? Okay, it could be a kiva. That could be. That could be. A very excellent suggestion. The Ritva says a little different. And I want you to get this Ritva. You look it up tomorrow. I'm going to give you the Marmukkah. The Ritva says amazing. You know what he says? He says, not only is it what? Is it for sure it's Pashin that if you do it, it's Usser. When you are doing mitzvah A, how dare you stop doing A and do B? Because B is not called a mitzvah when you're doing A. It's called a Dvar Rishus. The Pusik is Mechadish that. I mean, I would have said, Ariel, it's still two mitzvahs. No, he says, when you are engaging in A, mitzvah B is called a Dvar Rishus. And therefore, not only is it what? Is it considered to be pater? It is usser. Osik b'mitzvah, not just mechal, pater b'mitzvah. Writes the Ritva, let's get it down. Osik b'mitzvah, usser. Usser lasot mitzvah shniyah. It's a dvar reshus.
The pasuk teaches you that it's usser?
Yes. The Ritva says it's a dvar reshus. Mitzvah beis is like it's a dvar reshus. It's no longer a mitzvah anymore when I'm engaged in mitzvah. I'm going to read you the lashon. Says the Ritva.
Is that only when you can't do them together, or is that saying when you could?
Pashup Shani is learning like Tysus. The Pashup Shani is a good kasha, man. Pashup Shani is learning like Tysus, not like the Ram. The Eshlomar, the Ha Kamashulan, the Filu Boy Laniach Mitzazu, Lasos Mitzachirus, Gedoli Minu, Ain Harashus Biyado. Ain Harashus Biyado. Listen to this. Like Akiva said, maybe it means I'm potter, but if I want to, I can. Kamashman came into potter min acheres. Haru etzlo achshav kidvar shereshus the usser. I'm not making it up. The usser laniach mitzvasim nedavar shereshus. Wow, it's amazing ritual. That's the chiddush of this gemara. That's what he wants to say. And put it together, Tysus, with the Ritva. See, how did Tysus say it? Tysus said that what? That what do you have to say the case is? That if I put up the sukk, I won't be able to visit my what? Won't be able to visit my Rebbe. So it becomes a yefsher. The Ritva says, you don't necessarily have to say that. The Ritva saying the chiddush is that if you're going to visit your Rebbe, I'll be din, and you cannot what? And if you make the sukkah, you want to visit your rabbi, not only should you not do it, it's usher to do it. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. Okay. Real quick down here, because I want to start the run. Go ahead.
In the whole idea of osik mitzvah, pater mitzvah, or whether he holds usher mitzvah,
yes.
Are you like pater, usher, l'olam, or it's just for that time?
Just when you're doing mitzvah A. When I'm engaged in mitzvah A, mitzvah B is not as rishus for me. As soon as I finish A, yeah, B is a mitzvah. What, during that time...
You have a
chiyuv there. Yeah. Of course, we have to run after mitzvahs. What's the marker that you have to run after mitzvahs? So machloek is actually between the Nesivis and the Chai Adam. The Nesivis writes in the Sefer, the Makor Chaim, you have to be rodef mitzvahs. Doesn't the Mishnah say Ben Esrin l'mitzvahs? If they rodef achar mitzvahs. What's the Raya and Shas that you have to be rodef achar mitzvahs? We don't all like the Chai Adam. It's a machloek, but we normally assume like the Nesivis. Should run after mitzvahs. Just like we want to play ball, we run, right? Should run after mitzvah. What's a raya? I want you to get this down. Gemara says in Chul and Kuflam and Vavim and Beis. I would think a guy's got to go to the mountains and the hills. He's got to go up to what the mountains and the hills in the Catskills to find the mitzvah of Kan Sipor. Talmud Lomer Yishal Kiyakare. If you happen to be walking, you see a nest, then the mitzvah comes about. But do I have to chase after it? No. Mashma by the other mitzvah in the Torah, Dani? You better chase it. Exactly. That's the Nesivus' riot. It's amazing riot. Only by Shiluach I can do I not have to. Yochel, I would think you got to go to the mountain hills. Tamam leimar ki yikare. Only by Ken Sipur do I not have to. Mashma, every other mitzvah I got to run after. Chayonim argues. Okay, you write that down. Nechaf Masodim writes you don't have to. But the Nesivus says you have to run after mitzvahs. So as soon as you're done with it, say you're running after. Yes, Matthew, what do you say?
Can you say rise Rosh in this week's parsha? Shamar is a matzos,
El mitzvah, a mitzvah bol yad chayach mitzenu. It's a little bit. That's a little like zuzin makdim in lemais. Okay, could be, but I don't know if that means general run after mitzvahs. It means when you have a mitzvah to do. You know what I mean?
What's the difference?
The difference is that you don't have a mitzvah. You don't have a mitzvah in front of you. Run after and find one. Zuzin makdimin means you already have the mitzvah to do. Get up early and do it. Okay. All right. Let's turn now to the Ron, guys. Let's turn to the Ron. Does everyone have it inside? I want to turn to the Ron. Okay. You don't. Does everyone have it? Here. Adam, you borrow my gemara. Yeah. Okay. You can borrow my gemara. Everyone got it? It's your aleph and off top of your riff. In the fancy one, where is it? The Ozvahada, what daf is it?
Lavit,
guys. Take a look. Let's go. Let's start. Let's read inside. The Ron is going to argue. I'm going to write a sheet on the board. Okay? I'm going to write a sheet on the board now. The Ron is unbelievable. Actually, it's 1 and 2. This is 2. They're really together, like Matthew said. The Ron says they're putter. Let's start at least late. Putra filu kashir efshar. Lekayin Shnehem. The Ron, this is one of the most famous machloikasim and lumdus and shas, guys. Everyone's got to know this. What is the scope of osik mitzvah, putim in the mitzvah? Tosfos and the Ritva say it's limited to ef shel lekayin Shnehem. The Ron in the Or Zeruah, who's the Gos Ashri, Or Zeruah, and the Gos Ashri I gave you, it's on the side of the Rosh, they say it's putter even when what? Even when what?
You
could do both. Now, let's just mention it now. If I'm wearing sitzis now, why do I have to daven mincha? According to the Ron, doors are in the Gos Ashri. You know why? Because when I am wearing this now, am I being osik? Only when I put it on this morning am I being osik. When I put on the tefillin, the rest of the day I'm being mekayin. On that we don't say the cloud. But when I'm being osik and I can do B, I'm putter from B. There's a difference in Osik and Mekayin, Avram. The Sitzis now I'm not being Osik and I'm being Mekayin.
How can you possibly be Osik and two mitzvahs at once?
What do you mean?
What does it mean that if the Ron is saying that when you're...
What do you mean? With one hand I can help the elderly lady, with the other hand I can give staka.
Two hands.
Right?
So what is...
So according to the Ron, there's a ruin, there's a Shem Putter.
What is sitting in the sukkah?
According to Rashi and Tais, I'm chayiv. Now the Ron will say, kashir, let me just write this in. Kashir, a lot of people forget to write this. Kashir, ein tircha, chayiv, la sochtem. There is that caveat. A lot of people forget to say that. The Ron says that at the end of the piece. You have to do both. Okay? When it's not a tircha, you should do both. Okay? But don't be bothered, well, why do we have to daven mincha while we're in tzitzis? Because I'm not being osik in sitz. I'm being mekayim. Yes, Matthew.
So, like, by sitting in sukkah, is the whole time you're sitting in sukkah osik, or is only when you say leishah the sukkah when you make your first bracha?
The assumption is sitting in there is osik pashup shot. I mean osik the whole time.
So how would you know certain mitzvos are different?
Because lomais, I'm not. The pashup shot is the pashup shot is the shiva sukkah is unique and special. The dwelling in the sukkah is osik. Usually, other things have osik and a kain. So there's an action to sit. There's an action to tefillin. Sukkah is yeshiva. You make a great kasha, but the push-up shot is sukkah is unique. Like it's living. The living in it. Okay, let's start the Ron. Okay, what'd you say? Yeah, leishiva sukkah. Okay, you know what? Let's start the Ron, and then we're going to close with the shartzin, and then tomorrow we pick it up from there. Okay. Now let's start the Ron. Vinny, you got it there. Who has it there? Matthew, start the Ron. Go ahead. Guys, you got it inside? Miu. Let's see inside.
We're doing it from Vika.
Yeah, go ahead. Vika Lamedak, exactly. Go ahead.
Vika Lamedak, im yichon lakayim eshtayen, amai p'turin. Da'atu, mich yesho tzitzis b'vigdol, v'tvil m'rosho, v'fater, m'shar mitzvos. Ha vodai la.
Oh, v'chanami mukach.
V'chanami mukach, v'herach ein ben amoder. Da'amriyan hasam amoder hana v'chaveru, matzir lo. Avadasa. Afagav, the Mahani Le Pruta, the Rav Yosef, Mishim Delo Shachich, B calls mancha avda biyado mafder melesan rifta leaniya ha vada shchicha tuva.
Yeah, it's very, the occurrence would be very frequent. Ela korcha.
Ela korcha and lamafater el b'shashu osek ba. Kagon talis shel avda
shel aveda.
Shel aveda shel shdacha letzarcha o behema shen osu mifneya mezonos.
What's mefagre mean?
They wouldn't be able to.
You'd be, yeah. I mean, they would be so nervous with the mitzvah sukkah, they wouldn't be able to see the Rebbe. That's Taisa Shita.
Yeah, of
course. That's Taisa Shita straight up. And then he's going to say, Lo Nira Li Kane.
Yeah.
We're going to pick it up from there tomorrow, but let's close with the Shartzion. What does the Shartzion say I gave you? The bottom is Shabura Shartzion and Simon Tuf Ayin Hei Sifkat Lamates. Let's say at the Seder night, you have to be a Shomer of a mace. You're a Shomer of a mace in a funeral home. That's a mitzvah. But you want to eat the matzah at the Seder. So you can't eat in the same room as the mace, so you outside. That's osik v'mitzvah. I'm osik in the mitzvah of shmiras mace. I'm potter from the mitzvah of what?
Matzah.
Right? Yeah. If you hold like the Ran, do I have to eat the matzah?
No.
You
should. No.
According to the Ran. Let's say it's a tircha.
Oh, so no.
According to the Rabbi Potter. According to Rashi, according to Tais and Ritva?
Chayv.
I'm chayv, because it's efshir to do both. So the Shartzion points out, I have a suffix. He says, when you do the matzah, if you're going to eat the matzah, can you say a brach on the matzah? Can you say a brach on the matzah?
Isn't this why we have
I couldn't hear you.
Isn't this one of the reasons we have Pesach Sheni?
No, no, well, that's something else. I got a tomb of space.
Right.
But he has a suffix whether when you eat the matzah, do you what? Do you say, Asher Kishan Matzah Zanu, Alachilus Matzah. What is that suffix depend upon?
Are you healing or are you just putter?
It could very well be, according to the Ran, you're putter. So if you're putter, why are you saying a bracha? According to Rashi Taisis, you're mechuyev, you say a bracha. What would you say according to the Ritva? Well, the Ritva doesn't come up because it's only when it's a yefsher, right? Is it usher to leave? But it's possible for me to do both, right? When did the Ritva say that it's usher? What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says when it's yefsher, it's a reshus. But I could be shomer mace and eat the matzah at the same time. So that's the suffix of the who? Of the Shartzion. So tomorrow we pick it up for the Ron inside. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop mincha. And, okay, tomorrow 9 o'clock, we have Shir 11 tomorrow. Okay? Okay, who wants to stop for the Yomim?